We're at Redline Athletics in Buffalo Grove, the grand opening of this, state-of-the-art gym. Beautiful spot they've carved out here. Basketball courts, batting cages, golf simulators, state-of-the-art workout room. And happy to be joined by Mike Gordon, president of business operations for the Chicago Wolves. Thanks for joining me today, Mike.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate you having me.
First off, let's talk about the partnership between the Wolves and Redline Athletics. Talk about the relationship you guys have and how all that came about.
Sure. We found out that Redline was coming into this community. Obviously, they're big out west and have been training athletes, youth athletes, for a while. One of our specialties is participating in the youth sports space, specifically hockey, but also in other places. So when we sat down and talked, this seemed like an absolute perfect fit as what they're trying to accomplish here and develop youth into strong and confident athletes is something that we want as well.
Well, that's one of the cool things, too, is talking with some of the guys here and the trainers they have on staff. It is more than just a physical thing. I mean, it's the camaraderie that they offer, whether you come with a team or a group, or it is one-on-one. But, you know, they've had good reviews, and I know you have personal experience with this as well. Your son comes here to train, is that right?
That is correct, yeah. My son, seventh-grade son, comes here to train. The way that it is structured here, where you drop your son or daughter off on the hour and then come back and pick them up 90 minutes later, they really are in the hands of these qualified trainers, and the trainers train them both, you know, physically and mentally. And it's great for them because it's a chance for them to escape their parents and their parents' watchful eye of training and just train on your own and have fun.
And you know you're getting some quality training, because I think I've talked to a few of the trainers here. A couple are D1 athletes. One of them is a former pitcher in Major League Baseball, so you know you're getting the best of the best.
Absolutely, and that's important for us. And I think it's as important for the kids because they idolize athletes, as you know. So the ability to work out with some of these trainers and say, wow, you know, my trainer ran track at Arkansas, which is always a top 10 outdoor and indoor track program. They go back and they get to, you know, talk a little bit of swag in class.
And so you said your son, is this, what sport is it? And he comes as this whole team, or does he have a few buddies? How does that work?
He plays both baseball and hockey. So another benefit of working out here is there are days he comes here and he works on not only holistically how he is going to just become a more physically fit, because that's the first part of the workout, but the end really focuses on either hockey footwork or maybe baseball drills or something to that extent. So he can choose. When we're driving here, he'll say, hey, Dad, I want to phase into baseball right now. It's baseball season. And I'm sure later in the summer he'll say, you know, I want to start phasing into some of the more hockey works.
Well, that's what I noticed right when I came in, is the beauty of the layout. As you just said, you can go from the batting cages to a basketball court to the workout room in a matter of minutes in one session.
And they do. They keep them moving all the time, so they're not bored. And I've seen him here working out by himself, obviously with a trainer, and I've seen him working here with multiple kids, and it works. They have them go station to station, and they're constantly occupied.
Well, since I have you here, I'd be remiss if I didn't just ask a straight hockey question related to the Chicago Wolves. There's another Rocky in the Chicago hockey world now, Rocky Thompson, the new head coach for the Chicago Wolves.
Yeah, he's our new head coach. We're thrilled to have him on board. I think if you went online and looked him up, I think he's amongst the lead leaders in penalty minutes. Certainly an old-school enforcer, which is lost in the game a little bit. But where I think that translates into being a good coach is he won't take any crap from anyone. And the players will respect him. We've had that in past successful coaches, and obviously our past track record as a franchise has been successful, and we know when you have that sort of authority figure behind the bench, the players will listen, so we're thrilled.
And a new affiliation. You guys are now with the Vegas Golden Knights. I know a lot of people in all of hockey are excited about that. You just talk about that partnership.
Sure. It's great. One of the guiding principles behind that was the general manager, George McPhee, who came from the Washington Capitals over to Vegas. And his philosophy is to win at the AHL level and develop champions, because that translates better into the NHL and the kids are ready. We also think that partnering with an expansion franchise makes it a little bit more attractive to sign here as a free agent, because maybe the jump from where we're playing here in the NHL isn't so extreme. So you want to come play here. They're not backloaded with talent or predetermined talent and long-term contracts up above. So we're really excited about what the future holds for the Wolves.
It's Mike Gordon, president of business operations for your Chicago Wolves. Thanks for joining me today, Mike.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Kevin.
For any more information on Redline Athletics, go to redlineathletics.com/buffalo-grove.